Okay, let's dive deep into something pretty startling today. It's this paradox right at the heart of America's food system.
That's right. We're talking about SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It's the biggest safety net we have for food, but, well, it's struggling.
Struggling seems like an understatement based on the numbers.
The math is just devastatingly simple. In 2024, the maximum benefit, it worked out to about $2.84 per meal.
Okay.
But the average cost of just a modest meal across the U.S. was $3.41. And that SNAP benefit fell short in, get this, 99% of U.S. counties?
99%. Wow, that gap puts families in, impossible positions.
Exactly. So our mission today is to really unpack a radical proposal aimed at closing that gap. It's called the Robotic Hot Meal Initiative.
Robotic hot meals. Okay, tell me more.
The idea is to potentially replace the current grocery benefits, the EBT card, with a nationwide network of automated kiosks. Think like advanced vending machines serving pre-prepared, nutritious hot meals.
So the big question we're tackling is, can we solve hunger and maybe even improve nutrition by, well, taking individual choice largely out of the equation? It sounds intense.
It is. But the economic argument is really compelling on paper. The core finding from the analysis suggests this kind of highly centralized automated system could achieve dramatic savings.
How dramatic.
We're talking projections of 34% to 49% savings compared to current SNAP sending,
Oh.
which could potentially drop the cost per meal down to somewhere between $1.75 and maybe $2.25.
That's a massive difference from the current reality. How is that even possible? Is it just automation?
It's several things working together. It eliminates retail markups completely because you're moving to centralized bulk purchasing direct from producers, think Costco-level logistics,
Okay.
and you swap out sort of decentralized costs like individual household energy for cooking, for massive industrial-scale efficiencies in preparation and energy use. Plus, yes, automation replacing a lot of labor.
Right. But the cost of setting up, a nationwide network of robots, that sounds astronomically expensive, like a huge capital investment.
But that's where the tech solution comes in. They propose using what's called Robotics as a Service, or RaaS.
RaaS.
Robotics as a Service, it flips the script. Instead of a massive upfront capital expenditure, a huge CapEx bill for the government, it becomes a predictable operational expense, an OpEx. The government basically pays a fixed fee per meal served. The private vendors take on the tech development and the capital risk.
Okay, so the RIAS model makes the finances plausible, at least for budgeting. What policy hurdles does this clear? You mentioned hot meals earlier.
Exactly. It directly addresses that, frankly, archaic hot foods prohibition in the Food and Nutrition Act.
That's the rule where you can buy a cold rotisserie chicken with SNAP, but not the identical hot one right next to it.
That's the one. It's bizarre. But if the benefit only funds a pre-prepared hot meal from these specific kiosks, the restriction is just legally sidestepped. It doesn't apply.
Clever. And what about the, let's call it the junk food debate? The political friction over what people buy.
This tackles that head on too. Currently, something like 23% of SNAP funds go towards items often flagged as discretionary sugary drinks, snacks, things like that.
Right.
By offering a limited curated menu, think, baked salmon with quinoa or maybe a three-bean chili, the system just eliminates that debate by design. The choices are all fundamentally nutritious.
And does it help with that end of the month problem? The SNAP benefit cycle, where people run low on funds and maybe nutritional quality dips.
That's a key operational win, actually. If your access to a meal isn't tied to a lump sum payment you have to budget, but it's available daily via the kiosk,
Oh.
it ensures stable, high-quality nutrition all month long. That could be a massive public health victory.
So we've got efficiency, we've got policy workarounds, we've got potential nutritional stability. It sounds almost too good. There has to be a catch.
There absolutely is, and it's a big one. We run straight into what the analysis calls the autonomy, dignity, efficiency trilemma.
The trilemma. Okay, break that down.
To get that maximum efficiency we talked about, the system fundamentally sacrifices two crucial human elements: autonomy, the power to choose your own food, and arguably, dignity.
Diggity. How so? Because it's a separate system.
Precisely. This isn't like using an EBT card discreetly at the grocery store checkout. It creates a separate, highly visible food system exclusively for the poor. You're going to a specific kiosk, maybe marked in a certain way, that carries a real risk of stigma, of paternalism.
Yeah, I can see that. A sort of modern-day breadline almost.
That's the fear. And beyond the social cost, you have the workforce impact. automating food prep and delivery on this scale.
What jobs?
Huge job displacement. The estimates are stark. Potentially up to 80% of current restaurant-type jobs could be at risk. Millions of workers in food service, grocery chain. It would be a massive disruption.
Okay, so putting it all together, the efficiency is tempting, but the social costs, the human costs, they seem enormous.
And that's the conclusion the analysis reaches, a full mandatory switch. It's just seen as ethically unviable because those social costs are too high.
So is the whole idea dead then?
Not necessarily. The recommendation shifts towards a hybrid choice model.
Choice model.
Yeah. The idea is SNAP recipients keep their current benefits, their full autonomy to shop at grocery stores. But they also get the option to voluntarily use their benefits at these super efficient robotic kiosks if they want to.
Ah, so it becomes an additional benefit, not a replacement.
Exactly. It frames it as a value add. Maybe for busy working parents who want a quick, healthy meal, or for elderly individuals who find cooking difficult. It preserves choice.
That makes sense. It centers the person, the recipient again. It brings in that human-centered design idea, measuring success not just by dollars saved, but by satisfaction, by dignity.
Right. And the takeaway, the really provocative thought here, is about the technology itself. If automation truly can deliver a healthy hot meal for under $2, should the government's role potentially evolve? Could it move from just administering benefits to actually becoming maybe the country's largest, most efficient, and most nutritious food provider? As long as, and this is the key, the choice ultimately remains yours.
A government-run automated food provider. That is definitely something to think about. A fascinating, if complex, potential future.